LA County officials issue health alert ahead of World Cup. Authorities in Los Angeles on May 27 issued a health advisory ahead of the World Cup next month, saying that a large influx of international travelers may bring in infectious diseases. Healthcare providers should be on increased alert for travel-related emerging and seasonal infectious diseases, including, but not limited to, measles, influenza, pox, hepatitis A, dengue, chikungunya, and malaria, the Los Angeles County Department of Public Health said in the alert. The largest influx of people will likely occur in Los Angeles between June 12 and June 10, relating to 8 World Cup matches at SoFi Stadium in Inglewood, according to the county. Festivals and events will also be held in connection with the matches. The 8 matches will feature the national teams of the United States, Paraguay, Iran, New Zealand, Switzerland, Bosnia, Belgium, and Turkey. Los Angeles is also hosting the tournament's U.S. opening ceremony on June 12, featuring pop singer Katy Perry. The show follows an opening ceremony in Mexico City the day before and another in Toronto earlier on June 12. More than 150,000 domestic and international visitors are expected in LA County during this time period, the county alert stated. The county stated that healthcare providers should be aware of signs and symptoms of COVID-19, influenza, measles, whooping cough, gastrointestinal diseases, sexually transmitted diseases, dengue fever, malaria, and pox, which is also known as monkeypox. Notably, the Southern Hemisphere's influenza season occurs between April and September, possibly contributing to the spread of influenza in the county, it stated. In addition to infectious diseases, providers should anticipate increased presentations related to heat-related illness, dehydration, substance use, and overdose, which may increase during large public gatherings and celebrations, the county health department added. The notice sent by Los Angeles County came as the United States, Mexico, and Canada on May 28 issued a joint statement that they are implementing aligned public health travel measures for people coming from areas in Africa at the greatest risk from the ongoing Ebola outbreak ahead of the World Cup. The health and safety of every person in the region remains our highest priority as we welcome the world to North America, they said in the statement, which did not detail the measures. The Ebola outbreak is primarily centered in the eastern Congo, while cases have been reported in Uganda, officials say. The Los Angeles County advisory issued on May 27 did not list Ebola as a disease of concern during the World Cup games. The alert came as the Federal Aviation Administration said May 28 it will bar drones over FIFA World Cup 2026 matches and related fan events across the United States as the Trump administration works to address security concerns. During match days, all aircraft operations, including drones, are prohibited within a 3-nautical-mile radius and up to 3,000 feet above ground level around the stadiums unless specifically authorized by air traffic controllers. Meanwhile, Department of Homeland Security Secretary Mark Wayne Mullen said earlier this month that federal immigration agents will be deployed during World Cup games in Los Angeles. Immigration and Customs Enforcement officers will be out there every day during the soccer matches to crack down on counterfeit tickets, human trafficking, drug smuggling, counterfeit products, he said in a video released on May 19. Outside of Los Angeles, the expanded World Cup tournament will be played across North America, with matches in 16 host cities in Mexico, the United States, and Canada. It will feature 48 national teams, up from the usual 32. Reuters contributed to this report.